तमः सत्वम् रजः संगम् भिदाचलम् तदा दुःखेन युज्येत कर्मणा यशसा श्रिया। यदा जयितमः सत्वम् रजः संगम् भिदाचलम् तदा दुःखेन युज्येत कर्मणा यशसा श्रिया। यदा जयितमः सत्वम् रजः संगम् भिदाचलम् तदा दुःखेन युज्येत कर्मणा यशसा श्रिया। Yada, when Jayet conquers Tamah Sattvam, both ignorance and goodness. Rajaha, passion. Sangam, the cause of attachment. Bhida, separatism. Chalam, and change. Tada, then. Dukhena, with misery. Yujjeta, one becomes endowed. Karmana, with material work. Yashasa, with the desire for fame. Shriya, and with opulence. Translation. When the mode of passion which causes attachment, separatism and activity conquers ignorance and goodness, a man begins to work hard to acquire prestige and fortune. Thus, in the mode of passion, he experiences anxiety and struggles. So there is no purport to this. I'm going to read till text 20. Yada jayet rajasattvam tamo moodam layam jadam yujjeta shokamohabhyam nidraya hinsayashaya. When the mode of ignorance conquers passion and goodness, it covers one's consciousness and makes one foolish and dull. Falling into lamentation and illusion, a person in the mode of ignorance sleeps excessively, indulges in false hopes, and displays violence towards others. Yada chittam prasideta indriyanam cha nivritihi deha bhayam mano sangam tat sattvam viddhi matpadam. When consciousness becomes clear and the senses are detached from matter, one experiences fearlessness within the material body and detachment from the material mind. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of goodness in which one has the opportunity to realize me. Vikurvan kriyaya chadhir anivrittischa cetasam gatravasthyam mano bhrantam raja ete nishamaya. You should discern the mode of passion by its symptoms. The distortion of the intelligence because of too much activity, the inability of the perceiving senses to disentangle themselves from the mundane objects, an unhealthy condition of the working physical organs, and the unsteady perplexity of the mind. Siddhat chittam viliyeta chetaso grahane kshamam mano nashtam tamo glanistamastad upadharaya. When one's higher awareness fails and finally disappears, and one is thus unable to concentrate his attention, his mind is ruined and manifests ignorance and depression. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of ignorance. Edhamane gune sattve devanam balame date asuranam cha rajasi tamasuddhava rakshanam rakshasam. With the increase of the mode of goodness, the strength of the demigods similarly increases. When passion increases, the demoniac becomes strong. And with the rise of ignorance, O Uddhav, the strength of the most wicked increases. Sattva jagaranam vidyat rajasa swapnam adishet prasvapam tamasa jantos turiyam trishu santatam. It should be understood that alert wakefulness comes from the mode of goodness, sleep with dreaming from the mode of passion, and deep dreamless sleep from the mode of ignorance. The fourth state of consciousness pervades the three and it's transcendental. Here there is purport. Our original Krishna consciousness exists eternally within the soul, and it is also present in all the three phases of awareness, namely normal wakefulness, dreaming, and dreamless sleep. Being covered by the modes of nature, this spiritual consciousness may not be manifest, but it continues to exist eternally as the real nature of the living entity. Om adhyanatimirandhasya jnananjanashalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakada mahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guruho shri yudapadakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahidam Krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna vadan Sahagana lalitha Shri Vishakhanvitam scha Hi Krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpade Gopesha gopika kanta Radha kanta namostade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Vadidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So the last verse of the series which has been offered to me is, I'll read in the beginning. So it should be understood that the alert wakefulness comes from the mode of goodness, sleep with dreaming from the mode of passion, and deep dreamless sleep from the mode of ignorance. And the fourth state of consciousness pervades these three and is transcendental. So here in the purport it is explained that our original Krishna consciousness exists eternally with the soul, and it is also present in all the three phases of awareness, namely normal wakefulness, dreaming and dreamless sleep. So in the Mandukya Upanishad also this has been explained, you know, that there are four states of consciousness. One is the wakefulness, the waker. Then there is a sleeper, where a person sleeps. Then there is a state when a person sleeps. We may not realize it, but it is a state where there is no awareness at all. That means there is no dream also. The soul is in a suspended state. It is actually in... So that is known as... So there are these three stages are known as Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupta. Sushupta means he is completely unaware that he is even there. He's not aware of his existence. And here as it is explained, Turiyam Trishu Santatam. So Turiya, not that sabji Turiyam, Turiya. Turiya khate hain, kisi ko achha nahi lagta. But Turiya means the fourth state, which means the transcendental state, which exists in all the other states. It's constant. And here it is explained actually that is the natural state of the soul where he is actually Krishna conscious, original quality of the soul. See, the example is given. If, say, you want to understand the soul, you know, it's a process, it's difficult to understand what the soul is it not? It's like asking, suppose someone doesn't know what a platinum is. Someone wants to understand what is platinum. So you say, there are platinum dikhao. Kya hai wo? Show me platinum. Or for that matter, gold. So then, what you can show is you can show a ring, platinum ring, or you can show a necklace made of platinum. Or the best thing you can show is in the form of an ingot, a biscuit or a coin, a medallion. You can say, yeah, platinum, this is platinum. Now the person who may not be so matured, he may see platinum as a ring, as a necklace, or as a brick, or as a coin. So he may ask, is there platinum kidhar hai? Where is the platinum? Isn't it? But the platinum is beyond the coin, beyond the necklace, beyond the brick, beyond the ingot, the coin. It's a substance which actually makes all these things. The form may change, the state may change, but the underlying principle does not change. It's platinum all throughout. So also the Mandukya Upanishad, as it is explained here, says that these are the four states the Jagrata, the Swapna, Sushupta, and the Turiya. So Turiya is actually the natural state, like platinum, which goes through these different states in our life. And these different states are dominated by something called as the Gita, as the Bhagavatam explains, the three modes, Prakriti. It alters our state of mind. And at different times, we become aware of different realities. And this chapter has been titled, The Three Modes and Beyond. And the culmination, the attempt of all mumukshus, why are we here? We could be in a cinema theater. We could be doing so many other enjoyable activities, which most of the people are doing out in this material world. Why are we here? Because we are all mumukshus. We are aspiring for mukti, so that we can realize who we are as a servant of the Lord and transcend the cycle of birth and death, bottom line. That's why we have to come here. There's no other... bottom line is this, that we all want happiness, and the more closer you are towards mukti, towards bhakti, the more you will start experiencing happiness, satisfaction, contentment. That is a fact. And the quest is, the ultimate goal of a sadhaka, of a yogi, is to get out of these three modes of nature. That is the fourth state of Krishna consciousness. So, now here in this 14th text, the symptoms of the different modes are explained by Lord Shri Krishna to Uddhav. Now obviously, this is also Gita, Krishna's Uddhav Gita, that is Bhagavad Gita. And obviously, it's the concluding canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto. It is conclusion, the revision of what has already been spoken. And you often repeat for emphasis. So everyone knows about these three modes, but however, it is very important to understand. Because Bhagavatam is like a mirror. Everyone likes to look into the mirror. You know, sometimes when you go in planes and all, sometimes you see, when it's about to land, that time people take out, you know, especially Matajis and things like that, they take out their purses and take out their small mirrors and they see everything. Sab kuch theek hai ki nahi? Everyone likes to see the mirror. You know, there was also something saying that, there was in a building, there was a 5-6 floor building. There were old people living in that building. They couldn't climb up the stairs. Are, lift lagao, lift lagao. So they put a lift. The secretary of the building put a lift. But the problem was they put a very old technology lift. You press the button and slowly it goes to the fourth floor. It takes at least 2 minutes to reach, 2-3 minutes. So slow, people started complaining, kya lagaya lift, what, this person has not done a good job and everything. So they all started complaining. So the secretary along with the committee members started discussing, kya karnega, what to do, how to undo the mistake that we have done. They wanted to save money, so they put old technology lift, slow. So they, someone suggested, udhar ek mirror lagao. Put a mirror inside. And surprisingly, when they put the mirror inside, complaint stopped actually. Complaint stopped. Because everyone likes to see into the mirror. It's a time passes, you never know. So Bhagavatam is also like a mirror. When you look into the mirror, you realize, I've got so much to do, so much work to do. So also Bhagavatam tells us, where we are, we can analyze. There are symptoms mentioned by which we can know whether we are in the mode of passion, ignorance, goodness. So therefore, everyone should be actually reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So here it is explained. When the mode of passion which causes attachment, separatism and activity conquers ignorance and goodness, a man begins to work hard, very hard, to acquire prestige and fortune. Thus in the mode of passion, he experiences anxiety and struggle. So the symptom of a person in the mode of passion is that he is not peaceful. Shri Krishna says that he is always anxious and he is always struggling hard, he is working hard. What is he trying to attain? He's trying to attain fame. He's trying to attain money. Dhanam. Janam. Dollar. Scholar. He wants to become scholar. He wants follower. And he wants a wonderful girl from the beauty parlor. Dollar, scholar, follower. Everyone wants these things. Now, what generally people, everyone is running behind these things look very attractive to a conditioned soul. But what people do not realize is the perils of these things. They are not, people think that when you get these things, it'll make you happy. Everyone more or less is behind these things. But here, the Lord is guaranteeing that there is no happiness. You will end up with anxiety and struggle. And why do people aspire for fame, money? It's nice when you're famous, you know, when you're in the airport, people come and adore you, public adoration. People say, oh, I'm such a fan. You know, can I have a selfie with you? And can I, you know, have your autograph? Oh, I've seen you on YouTube, I've seen you on, you know, in the movies or whatever. People. So why do people, and especially today, see, people have, there's YouTube and everyone is uploading their own videos and they change their profile photos, WhatsApp, 3-4 times in a day and they're uploading on Facebook that I was here and I was there and I was there and I was here and everyone is talking about it. Oh. And rest of the people who are not doing it are feeling left out. Hey, what am I doing? My life is... I should also do, just see how they are doing. They have become so famous. And everyone wants now to become, especially today because of the media, it's so easy. And everyone thinks, hey, wo famous ho gaya. And you know, just one song became hit and he's become world famous. Who knows, maybe even I can become famous like that. And let's try the luck, you know. Let's why be left out? And so, especially today, everyone is running behind all these social media and devotees may also become very much tempted. Oh, have I? Are preaching ke liye bhi kaam aata hai, thoda sa fame rahega to people respect you, sunte hain, varna koi puch. It happened to me once. I remember when I went to Uttarakhand. They put up a book stall for book marathon. So in Britannia, that company Britannia, making breads and biscuits and things like that. So we were there. So that devotee, Brahmachari, he organized one seminar for me on mind control and things like that. So I went, I gave a 1-hour talk and I left. I spoke to the people and all. So while I was in the lobby speaking with some other devotees, so somebody just Googled my name and happened to see a Bhagavatam lecture which I gave here. And I was speaking to that lady, the organizer, even before. But when she saw my video on the YouTube, she immediately started saying, oh,
And the student is saying, Ari Prabhu, he's on YouTube. And I said, I am the same person before I gave the talk. I am the same person after I gave the talk. Now what happened after she saw that thing on YouTube? Which means that when people see you on social media, they become pretty excited. And I realized the illusion of this world. And today there's no identity if you are not on social media. You don't exist. Somehow, media also, it's like this. I remember there was one operator, I'll not tell which organization, where, but there was an operator. Whenever I used to go to him, he used to never look at me. To talk to him, to the operator. Prabhuji, is there a number? But then if you stand in front of him, you have to call him on the phone. And you can see him picking up your phone, call, and then you speak to him, Prabhuji, main aapke samne khada hoon. Zara baat karenge kya mujhse? And he said, acha, acha, Prabhuji. So, you know, people today have more faith on media, social media, these all things. If you exist on the social media, you exist. Otherwise, there is no value for your personal presence. So the whole world has more or less become like that. And so you get a preferential treatment. You enter into the exclusive club. You get money. You get all opportunities if you are famous. Certainly, it is a great enticement for everyone. Let's become famous. Let's earn money. Paisa nahi hai to kaun poochta hai? Some people say, "Arey, even if you are a devotee, if you are a poor devotee, who cares for them?" You see, even the rich people. Some people say that, "Arey, iskon mein, why the separate line for the rich people?" Sometimes there was one, someone who was asking, making a big ruckus out of that. When I was preaching in Khargar. So people have these conceptions in their mind. But, you know, it is said in the Bhagavatam, we have the asankalpa jayet kamam krodham kamam vivarjanat artha anartho kshaya lobham bhayam tatva vimarshanat. That the way to give up kam, selfishness, is what? Asankalpaj. That means you make a sankalpa. You cannot, lust will not give you up. Maya will not give you up. You have to give up Maya. And many times amongst many Indians and mostly all around the world, people are in the impression that one day God will bless me and I will become free of all. Kya hua mandir mein? Kyun nahi aaye? Why didn't you come to the temple? Nahi, Bhagwan ki ichha nahi thi. What happened? Aap yatra mein nahi aaye? Why didn't you come for yatra? Bhagwan ki ichha hogi tam hum aayenge. Suppose if you have taken the ticket, you have made all arrangements, you are ready with the suitcase, standing at the railway station or waiting at the airport. Something happens, you are not able to go. Flight got cancelled, bad weather or something, some disturbance, something. Some curfew someplace. And you could not go to Vrindavan. Then it makes sense to say that, okay, Bhagwan ki ichha nahi hai. I tried, but you are sitting at home, you have not made any plan, you have not booked a ticket, and you ask, why didn't you come to Vrindavan? Why are you not coming for yatra? You say, nahi, Bhagwan ki ichha hogi. That is not Bhagwan ki ichha, tumhari ichha nahi. You have no desire. After you have made the attempt, you have desired, and then if the circumstances are not right, then you can say, theek hai, Bhagwan ki ichha nahi. You have made no attempt to come to the temple. Like I say, I always say, many times I've said it. Ichha nahi hai logo mein ghar se mandir aane ki. Ichha nahi hai logo mein ghar se mandir aane ki. Par khwaish hai shamshan se seedhe swarg jane ki. So, you make all the effort and then you say, theek hai. Kripa, kripa. So people feel that, you know, something miracle will happen and God will just take us and give us mukti. People say also, are wo chale gaye, swargvasi ho gaye. Who knows, swargvasi ho gaye, narkvasi ho gaye. But we say politely, swargvasi ho gaye. So people somehow feel that liberation happens automatically or Lord will come and pick you up. What is the Lord's mercy that Bhagavatam explains in this verse? The Lord's mercy is His instruction. Isn't it? That's why Rupa Goswami has labeled his book Upadesha Amrita. Upadesha itself is Amrita. Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya. If you want liberation, then what you will have to accept? The Upadesha. If you go to, simple, if you go to the doctor, doctor diagnosis, what can the doctor do? He can inspire you, take the medicine, he can give you a prescription, he can make the diagnosis, he can give you the medicine. And you'll have to take the medicine at home and gulp it down, take it at the proper time. If you just keep it in the showcase, kitna achha bottle hai, isko kholunga nahi. Then what is the point? So many times, therefore, Shastra says, asankalpa jayet kamam. You have to give it up. You have to put that effort. You have to go to Guru and say, Guru, Maharaj, please guide me. I today vow that I will not do these sinful things. I will chant Hare Krishna. When you come out of that comfort zone and you approach, no one is going to, the Lord will just show you the way. But we have to take that path, open the door and get in. That is the Lord's mercy. But somehow, many times people mistake what is the Lord's mercy. Like if you go to a gym, if you want to work out, okay, thoda charbi kam karna hai. Go to the gym, work out. So you, what do? You have to take a trainer, coach. Theek hai, thoda sa pet bada bhara gaya, usko kam karna hai. So thoda vajan zyada ho gaya usko. Thoda muscles bhi develop karna hai, to ye lijiye 10,000 rupees. You take 10,000 rupees and please show me the. After 1 year, there is no development at all. Still the same stomach, same thing, flabby everywhere. And he's criticizing, kya hai, 10,000 rupees, dekho, abhi bhi kuch bhi nahi hua. I am just the way I am. Ye kya hai, trainer kya kuch karta nahi hai. And then there, someone asks the trainer, kya hua, aapko kya, why he's not developing, muscle kuch nahi aa raha hai, motapa badh raha hai. He said, kya kare yaar, abhi usne 10,000 rupees mujhe diye, usko lagta hai ki mujhe vajan uthana chahiye. अरे वजन तो उसको ही उठाना पड़ेगा ना. उसको लगता है पैसा दिया है तो तू ही वजन उठाना. मैं क्यों वजन उठाऊं? क्या फालतू में दिए क्या तुझे पैसे? आई मीन आई पेड यू 10,000 रुपीज फॉर व्हाट? फॉर मी टू डू ऑल दिस वर्क. सो द कोच विल जस्ट गिव यू गाइडेंस, ही विल गिव यू इंस्पिरेशन, मोटिवेशन. यू सी हिम, हिज बॉडी, हिज फिजिकल फिटनेस एंड यू फील मोटिवेटेड. वाह. And that is the Lord's mercy. There are temples by the Lord's grace. That's mercy. There are deities. That's Lord's mercy. There is association of devotees. That is Lord's mercy. There is a holy name. That is Lord's mercy. However, to accept it, to come to the association of devotees, to chant the Lord's holy names, to come to the temple for darshan, to render services to the Lord, that is all up to us. The Lord won't go beyond that. He can't, because he doesn't like to force anyone. It is our free will. We want it, we'll get it. God has already given. Bhagwan ki kripa hogi, Bhagwan ki ichha nahi hai. It's not like that. It's true that Bhagwan ki ichha bhi honi chahi. You come to the temple, you want darshan. That is nice, you have come. But sometimes the altar is closed, aapko darshan nahi milta hai. So that is the Lord. You can say the Lord doesn't now desire. He is not in the mood to give darshan. Just wait. Like I remember when last time we were in Sri Rangam temple, there was this long line, and tremendously long line. So some of the people behind me, some traditional Indian families, they said, we have to go, we cannot attend. So they did have their pranams to Sri Rangam from outside. They said, pranam. And they said, Bhagwan ki ichha nahi hai. It's not the Lord's desire that we get darshan. So they very respectfully offered obeisances and they left. You know, that is the right attitude. Okay, we made our effort. We genuinely have some duties to attend to. So, it's not the Lord's desire. And then they left. So therefore it is said, Asankalpaj jayed kamam. If you want to become free from lust, the propensity to enjoy, which is the symptom of passion, then you have to make that resolve. Just as we do it on Ekadashi, I am not going to eat today. So then even if then the food is brought in front of you, no matter how delicious it is, because you have made that sankalpa, the thought of eating does not come to your mind. No, it's all right. Krodham kama vivarjanat. And when you give up kama, then automatically krodh, anger also subsides. Because krodh is nothing but the younger brother of kama. Artha anartho kshaya lobham. And how do we give up greed for money, desire for fame? By discussion about the perils of fame and money. That's why we come for Bhagavatam classes, discuss karo. Mind becomes peaceful. Bhayam tattva vimarshanat. And if you are frightened, if you are fearful, then you contemplate spiritual subject, understand the soul. That's why we have discussed. What are the perils of fame? Let us understand a little bit. Great devotees, like you see, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he told Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that please, when you write Chaitanya Charitamrita, don't mention my name. Otherwise, imagine Chaitanya Charitamrita, such an amazing literature, read by thousands, millions of people. How famous Gopal Goswami would have, if he would have thought, I want to become famous, he would have said, please mention, thoda sa mera mention to karna. Maine aapko kitna gyan diya, copyright, thoda sa. Acharyas, they do all these things, no? They don't claim any copyrights. I've written this book. If Rupa Goswami had a copyright thing on Nectar of Instruction, or if Lord and Arjun and all, they would have said, "Ye copyright hai Bhagavad Gita ke liye, aur ek hai printing ke liye, mujhe ek wo milna chahiye." Imagine. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, "When you write Chaitanya Charitamrita, do not mention my name." Loknath Goswami told Narottam Das Goswami, his disciple, that when you are composing, he was a great poet, Narottam Das Goswami was composing poetry. He says, when you are composing a poetry for glorifying me, make sure you do not mention my name. Somehow or another you do it, and we know Lokanath, Lokere Jivan. He still mentioned it tactfully without mentioning that Lokanath is a spiritual master. We see Madhavendra Puri, when at Remuna, when Gopinath stole kheer for him and kept it aside, and when Gopinath sent his priests personally to call Madhavendra Puri, come, take this kheer I have kept for you. When after this episode, Madhavendra Puri understood that now everyone has come to know that Lord personally, the deities have personally, what a miracle, isn't it? When the Lord personally, when the deities personally set aside something as prasad for you, then how glorious that devotee is. And he understood that many of the people now here understood that I am a devotee because the Lord has done this for me. So they will all, now my fame will become spread all around. I don't want this adulation, the recognition. And quietly Madhavendra Puri left that place to go to an anonymous place sitting under a tree to chant his rounds. And we see not just them, but all the acharyas, all the six Goswamis, that verse in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, Tyaktva Turanam Ashesha Mandalapati Shirenim Sada Tuchavat Bhutva Dina Ganeshakau Karunaya Kaupina Kantha Shritau. So tyaktva turanam, they gave up what? Turanam ashesha mandalapati. They gave up unlimited prosperity, wealth. They were billionaires actually in today's terms, literally. Who? Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They were big, big zamindars, big, big positions in the Muslim government. They were calling the shots. They were in charge of total. They were biggest politicians. And they gave up everything to live what Tattva Turna Ashesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sada Tuchhava. They gave up how? It is insignificant. They didn't think. Just like when you give up stool, when you attend to the call of nature, when you come out of the toilet, you do not think, "Arey, kitna tyag karke gaya, kitna loss ho gaya." Whoever thinks about it, oh God, good riddance. Like that, tuchhavat, they left it as if it is insignificant. Tuchhavat, bhutva dina ganesha. For what? For whose welfare? Dina gana. Karunaya. In order to be compassionate and to work for the welfare of the society at large, in the name of the Lord, by giving them Krishna consciousness. Bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kaupina kantha shritav. And what they donned? Simple loin cloths. From karodapati to roadpati, they voluntarily became. But how were they successful in their renunciation? Not simply, it is not possible. Like there was this Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, it is said that there was one assistant of his, a fan of his, a well-wisher of his, who used to adore him. He was a very wealthy man and he wanted to join Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi said, "Join me. But you can give up all these extra things." When he gave up all his wealth, but he couldn't cope with the standard of renunciation of Gandhi, his schedules and everything. I heard that he died. Because if you immediately give up, then it's very difficult. You can't cope with it. And you have to have something higher. When you give up something, you must have something higher. So why were these Goswamis successful? Because they were absorbed in what? Radha Bhava. Because they were absorbed. Kallola, Magnav, Muhur. Again and again. They were what? Immersing in the ocean of nectar, of service to Radha and Krishna. So unless you have the higher taste, it is not possible. So therefore, why have these people, when why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established these great stalwarts as examples for all of us? You have to understand then. And when people are famous, certainly you get a lot of things, but then what are the downsides of it? You know, the worst thing is of becoming famous is there is no privacy. You know, this very famous singer is there. He came to Bombay. He had a show in D.Y. Patil. In one of his interviews, he said, very young, name is Justin. So he was saying that he's having depression problems. And he feels isolated and depressed, very morose. Why? Because these fans, they have so many fans that sometimes they are trapped inside their hotels. They can't come out. They're waiting. You long when you are a high profile person, you long to live simply, be normal, just like anyone else. Walk on the street, go to the fruit market and get some fruit for yourself. Go for a walk on the beach, you know, like Girgaon Chowpatty beach is there. So wonderful, it's accessible to one and all. But you see, all these wonderful places are not accessible to the wealthy people, to the famous people, is it not? Will anyone leave them alone on the street? What does, on the street, anyone in their, you know, in their, outside their houses, they have securities, huge securities. And people go, oh, and they wave at them, and oh, they wave kiya mujhko. And even when they are traveling by flight and all, people, when they are trying to sleep, they will come, "Hello, excuse me." They'll wake them up and say, "Can I have a selfie with you?" We'll wake them up and tell them, can I have a selfie? Because they're just gold diggers. They're looking for fame themselves. They'll click one photo with them and then they'll put up. They're not interested in them, their welfare, their convenience. They just want to click a selfie with them. Then they'll post it on their Facebook saying the Dekho Maine Isse Mila. I met him in the plane. He shook hands with me and he did all these things. So you really, and you know, these are the things. And you want to have a private moment. With your loved one, somewhere you go to the beach and people are there, the paparazzis. What do you call them? Paparazzis. And, you know, with their media people with their huge lenses, camera, they're focusing. Somewhere 2-3 miles away and they, you know, you're taking bath in the beach. And then they are shooting photographs. No private moment. You know, this. We hear of this famous lady who was the maximum photographed woman in the world. She met with an accident in France. What is her name? Princess Diana. She was harassed by the paparazzis, and she, in order to escape that, they took a back door exit from the hotel, and then they were in the Mercedes or something, full speed, and it gets lonely out there when you are famous. Everything seems hunky dory. Oh. You know, you are expected to always smile when you're in the media, always be good, speak the right things, always be available for everyone. It's not an easy thing. Because naturally, humans, you know, sometimes you're in the mood, sometimes you're not in the mood. That's it, you want a private moment. But when you're in the camera, you have to smile. But what? I mean, and then you feel lonely and you feel disgusted, you're faking because being famous is what? It's not anything great actually. Out of all the 6 opulences of the Lord, beauty, renunciation, riches, you know, strength, knowledge, fame is the least important actually. Because to become famous, what do you need? Nothing actually. You just have to get an advertising agent and cast you, that's it. He'll make an image of you and advertise. Just like you advertise a product, you know, you just have to know the tact. And these advertising agents, they know how to do it. How to go on YouTube, manipulate the view, and things like that. That's all. Basically, it's really not anything significant. Yes, certainly you have to have some talent. But you see, people who are famous are not always glorious. They don't have any good qualities. One porn star, I heard one, she came to Chennai, and there were thousands of people to receive her at the airport. In Chennai, can you imagine, out of all the places, Tamil Nadu is one of the very pious places. At least what I thought, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, so many temples, so wonderful. And there was this huge following waiting for this lady who had such a bad reputation actually. So people are there like that. So people are thronging, you lose your privacy, people go into depression because they feel lonely out there. They are disconnected from the people. Their fans don't understand their problems. And then because they are feeling lonely, they have to be motivated all the time. And they don't have Krishna consciousness to motivate them. So then they take up to drugs. They take up to intoxication. They get into those things. And then, because they have to look confident and how boost their egos. Because they're not feeling high all the time. So they have to take all these stimulants, cocaine there's a reason why. Because the acharyas explained that you cannot be happy with fame alone. It's not about fame. If you are famous, that's why they said you shine. Shine to show the way, not to be seen. Even our devotees are famous. Madhavendra Puri, he became famous, even though he tried to escape fame, but the Lord made him famous. But that fame is not his karma. That fame has been arranged by the Lord. And at that time there was no YouTube, there was no Facebook, there were no all these media, social medias. But still they were famous, they are famous. Because the fame which is established by the Lord cannot be eradicated by anyone. Even by the passage of time it is never diminished. But people become famous and it's gone. It's like a shooting star. You know? People come, and then you see it going, gaya. Come and it's gone. It's insignificant. And they're famous for what? All the bad things, wrong things. That's why, you know, people gave up. Like Gautam Buddha, he was a prince. Siddhartha, and he became what? He gave up everything, take up to the streets to meditate, to realize his soul. And that's why he is called as Buddha. Buddha comes from the root word buddhi. He gave up his house, gave up his fame, gave up his riches to attain peace of mind. Buddha. That is intelligence. And common people today are giving up peace of mind for home, fame and wealth. Just the opposite. That is called Buddhu. Opposite of Buddha, Buddhu. You know, become so be famous for the right things. He became famous, Buddha became famous. That's why Sant Tulsidas says, Bada hua to kya hua? Bada hua to kya hua jaise ped khajur? Bada hua to kya hua jaise ped khajur? Na pathik ko chhaya mile aur phal lage ati dur. If you become famous, infamous rather, people know you. But what is the use? It's like a date palm tree. Na pathik ko chhaya mile. Travelers don't get any shade. And even if they want some fruit, it is so high up, it's not accessible. So when you are famous, establish that fame established by the Lord. Because happiness is not about your material situation. It's not that if you are not famous, most of the people are not famous. Who are the famous people? Few. But does that mean those who are not having fame are happy? That is also not what is said. What has been said is that, here as it is explained, that mode of passion means ambitions, desires, material desires, expectations. Asha hi paramam dukkham, nairashyam paramam sukham. Asha hi paramam dukkham. That if you have any material expectations, it will always end with misery. Nairashyam paramam sukham. That is the secret. Not to keep material desires, but to have spiritual desires. Because spiritual desires will always be fulfilled. You have a desire to serve the Lord, one day the Lord will fulfill it. You have the desire to serve the Lord, even death cannot destroy that desire of yours. Death will act like facilitator. When materialistic person desires name, fame or any material thing, death comes and separates his desires from him. That's why it is said, patni aayegi ghar ke chaukhat tak, rishtedar aayenge shamshan ghat tak, beta aayega chita tak, but hamare karm, punya aur bhakti jayegi bhagwan tak. No, they say that. It will not come. Death what? Separates. And still we accumulate all these things as if we are going to take it all with us. But when a devotee desires service, say, what is the wealth of a devotee? Service to the Lord, association of devotees, chanting Hare Krishna. And when death comes, the devotee is united with the Lord. So, as it is explained in Dhruva Maharaj, Tadottana padhaputro dadarshantakamagatam mrityur murdhani padam datva aruruhad adbhutam graham. That when death came in front of Dhruva Maharaj told him, bow down. And he stepped on the head of death personified and boarded the Vaikuntha Viman and ascended to Vaikuntha. So even death became like a facility for him to fulfill his desire. Death also cannot frustrate the desires of a devotee. So therefore, everything, Yukta Vairagya, therefore Acharya has explained the principle of Yukta Vairagya, to utilize whatever we have in the service of the Lord. That is the process. We do not condemn fame, we do not condemn, because they are neutral, like a knife or like any instrument. If someone takes a knife and murders somebody, you can't blame the knife, it's neutral. But that same knife in the hands of a surgeon can conduct an operation and save a life. So also, all these opulences of the Lord are meant to serve the Lord. And the more we utilize these, whatever facilities we have in the service of the Lord, then that will give us real satisfaction, happiness and ultimate liberation and devotion. Hare Krishna. श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, गौड़ प्रेमानंदी।